Thank you for listening to the Old 77 podcast.
He goes, dink.
Look at that guy.
E Honda.
Right? Yeah,
that guy's right? A beast.
I feel sorry for E Honda's wife.
I've only watched
wife.
It because no I just go across
but,
on Facebook.
But I'm enjoying watching it right now. It's actually yeah, it's pretty cool, entertaining. Right? Yeah.
His wife's name is Pancake.
Who are you? Hey, beaches. This is Old 77 Podcast.
It's a safe place.
In an unsafe world.
That kind of thinking, that's what's scary.
Warning, foul language may occur due to the subject matter.
Those bastards know how to party.
Become a subscriber at patreon.com/theold77podcast. Subscribers get bonus content and early access to episodes. Find out more at patreon.com/theold77podcast. Thanks for listening.
Hey, bitches.
Okay, here we go.
From the friendly confines of the Old 77 studio, this is the Old 77.
It's a safe place in an unsafe world.
Boys, we're back in the studio.
Back
yeah.
home.
Yeah.
Last flight was a blast on Sunday.
That was so fun.
Hell of a good time.
And it went by so fast.
We were there for like 5 hours or something.
That is right. About 5 hours, yeah.
Yeah, about towards the end of the show, you can tell we'd been there about 5 hours, too.
Me and Maddie's wives both left. You're stuck around, right?
Yeah. She took me home.
Yeah.
What a great show, though. We had so many people on, and it was more of a celebration of the show because of the 77th episode.
Right.
Well, and we had, representation from 2/3 of our Patreon subscribers, which was right. awesome, too. We'll forgive JT. He couldn't make it.
Yeah. I mean,
that plane ticket from Auckland's pretty expensive.
Yeah, the boat's too slow. Yeah. So we'll give him a rain check on
that.
He
wanted to be here, though. Trust me.
Yes, he did.
But shout out to Last Flight again, Jared and Mark, who wasn't there. Will.
They did a great job.
Absolutely.
Too.
They hopped on the mic for the first segment. Yeah. And we learned a lot about their company, and you know that brewery really does mean a lot to this community.
Already.
I mean, they did something great in just and within a year.
I mean, they filled a void that this town needed. To be honest,
you know.
It was a labor of passion. It was just something that Jared and Will and the rest of the team. It was just began as an idea in somebody's head, and now look at them now.
And quite frankly, they're damn good at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Every beer tastes good, even if it's like something so
I had a
something
pumpkin
different.
Beer.
Right. With that, what is it, the sour?
Sours?
Yeah.
The sours.
I had a raspberry lemonade something. Yeah.
How was that?
It was yummy.
I tried this strawberry rhubarb sour. It was a tad too tart.
But that's like for your taste.
Right. Yeah. Just for me. But as sours go, man, it hit the notes. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys go for the pumpkin flavored drinks elsewhere?
I think I drank like 3 of them.
Normally
there.
I don't.
Yeah.
But it tasted damn good there.
Yeah.
Like, I burned myself out on pumpkin a while back.
Yeah, me too.
But
it's amazing that
I had 3 pumpkins there because it was so good.
I think I had 3 or 4.
I think I had 5 total.
Yeah.
It's a good haul.
I think I had about 5 or 6 beers, too.
But being there all afternoon, like 5 hours, 5 beers, that's not too bad.
No.
It's a beer an hour.
No. It wasn't a slosh fest. We had some fun,
though. I felt like that at the end.
Yeah, we had some fun, though. We were talking off the air. Taylor was nice enough to bring some nails and some cards. And
That guy was going to town, man.
He gave us a gift.
Right.
Yes, he did. Yes.
That rebar bent into a 77.
Yeah. It's right underneath
with
our
old
77.
With a big plaque welded on the old 77.
So if we get any more.
Thanks, Biscuit, for that.
Yeah, dude, that's freaking awesome. If we get any more
swag
in here, guys.
I know we got a lot of trophies rolling.
We're
going
to have to start taking some other shit down here before too
but,
long.
But shout out to Angel for joining us at the podcast. Yeah. All of our kids were there.
Yep.
And towards the end, they all came on.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jason, my buddy Jason. He actually wants to come on. And
that dude bent a horseshoe.
Yes, he did.
Right?
A horseshoe and a nail.
And a nail. Yeah. Well, the nail was just nothing after the horseshoe.
Right.
I mean, Jesus.
Did you see his hands?
Yeah,
his forearms.
He had some paws on him.
Yeah.
What does that guy do? Does he, like, beat skulls for a living.
Yeah. He protects me. Him and Angel.
He's the guy that uses the other guy from Kansas City when he needs to put hits out on people.
Oh, my God. You guys hear about that. So yeah. The dude, what's his name? I don't have my phone on me all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. I don't have it pulled up. I think Maddie's got it pulled up.
Oh, say anybody got it pulled up? What's this cat's name?
Let's see here.
Is it like Hector or something?
Something Hispanic sounding.
So he was caught in St. Louis.
Okay, so we caught him in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But here's I do have some audio for this.
Oh, man.
So let's bring her up real
quick. Cheer up there.
Cue this up.
A suspected serial killer in custody. And new at 4, investigators say it took the work of both local and federal authorities to track him down. Hello to you. I'm Lauren Traeger, in for Samantha Jones. Perez Reed is suspected of shootings and homicides in Missouri and in Kansas.
Now, check this out, man.
Perez Reed.
Look at the timeline on this. There's six different shootings.
Okay. In St. Louis alone?
Yeah.
Or?
Three homicides and two attempts.
And they're all like... There's six shootings on the screen there, and they were all within like 2 weeks of each other, too.
This guy's been busy, man.
North St. Louis, and also down in South St. Louis as well.
Yeah. I heard it was north.
Yeah.
North and South St. Louis.
Incidents authorities say he is connected to in and around the St. Louis area. Six shootings in a span of 2 weeks, four of them deadly. News 4's Russell Kinsel has reaction from investigators and from victims' family members. He's live for us this afternoon in Clayton.
Clayton's not used to seeing
Lauren,
that
at a
stuff.
Press conference.
I'm going to try to forward this.
No, I don't know, man. Clayton's seen its fair share.
See, I always thought all of the sea towns near St. Louis, aren't those more the upscale places like Creve Coeur?
Yeah.
And
Clayton's a nice place, but if you remember a few years ago, that was the one where they were in the middle of a city council meeting, and a dude rolled up in there to air his grievance, and he said his piece, and they kind of got into a back and forth, and the dude just pulled out a gun and started blasting.
Yeah.
Shot and killed, like, I think the mayor and, like, maybe the deputy mayor, maybe, and he got, like, a couple aldermen and before they finally killed him.
Damn.
I mean, it was a thing.
I have some more on this guy.
And now has been charged.
For over 2 months now, these detectives have worked tirelessly on this case,
which
has brought us to this successful result. I am certain that without their efforts, this subject would have went on and committed more homicides.
Mm.
Look at that guy.
It sounds like gang activity to me.
25-year-old Perez Reed is being held in federal custody on a suspicion of transporting a firearm across a state line with the intent to commit a felony. His crime spree is believed to have started in St. Louis County on September 12th.
September 12th.
Oh, wow.
So it's November now.
Yeah.
This has been going on for a little while.
He's been rolling for a little, you know, a wee bit.
You see me rolling.
So if you're the guy that does the hits for the mob.
Yeah.
Does that
He doesn't look like he's in the mafia at all.
Well, does that technically make you a serial killer?
Maybe gang activity.
I think he's more of a gang member.
It sounds like mob style mentality.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Italian mentality.
Right.
With shooting a 16-year-old here on Glen Owen Drive the next day. Two of the homicides were in St.
16-year-old.
I mean, just because he's 16 in St. Louis Northside doesn't really mean much.
Right.
We got a story coming up later about a 13-year-old getting shot in Northside St. Louis.
Louis County, two in St. Louis City. 49-year-old Pam Abercrombie was shot at the intersection of West Florissant and East Prairie in St. Louis. I spoke with a relative who was glad a suspect has been arrested.
Well, I want the world to know about my cousin that she was an amazing mother, grandmother. She was a hustler. She was not a...
She's a hustler, baby.
She's a hustler, baby.
She was working that ass.
A sex worker. She was...
Never mind. Sorry.
Unfortunate.
My boyfriend that she lived with in the area, so she was an amazing person.
I'm sure she was.
She was a sex worker.
No, she was not a sex worker.
Oh, I thought that was what that was.
After I made my comment, now I feel like a dickbag.
Yeah.
God. I'm a hustler, baby. She wasn't no sex worker.
Well, regardless of...
So this guy, hopefully... I mean, this guy's going to prison.
Oh, yeah.
It's looking that way.
But honestly, like... In today's world, it's really hard to be a serial killer with all the forensics.
We were talking about that earlier.
I mean, we talked about this before on the podcast. Yeah. It's you know, back in the 70s and 80s, where especially the 70s and 60s.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like the 60s were the heyday, the golden age.
You had the Zodiac, and then you had the Golden State Killer.
Right.
I mean, you really had to catch these guys in the act.
Yeah.
I mean, DNA testing on semen and other bodily fluids
wasn't really
that advanced yet.
All you could get was blood type out of all that shit.
Right.
And fingerprints.
Right.
What was your theory, Scotty, about...
About the future?
Yeah, about the
future. So my theory is coming up, like, we're going to get, like, say you'll have, like, programmable DNA, right? You can just plug and play anybody's DNA you want. And you'll have like a little like a softball, like a kitten ball, you know, when you're done doing whatever you're doing in this room, you toss it in and after 5-10 seconds it just explodes with DNA everywhere.
And you get a big money shot of DNA.
Right, it's like a huge money shot. Now there's so much DNA that it's useless.
Nobody can tell. I don't know, man. But I feel like that feels like something that not everybody would probably have access to, you know.
Well,
what
I'm
mean?
Thinking that's going to be like a high level, you know.
Yes.
We're talking like a Jason Bourne type thing at first.
Government agency.
But that shit'll trickle down.
Yeah.
You know.
God, I hope nukes don't ever trickle down.
Right? And they're suitcase size now. You could steal one from God knows where in Russia cuz they don't, you know, they don't keep their they don't keep tabs on their nukes over there.
Yeah,
anybody can just roll up in and steal one.
Yeah, it's just a bad situation, man.
Come into the country somewhere. Do you think that'll happen in our lifetime?
What, another nuke?
No, not another. Because God, we've not had.
Well, I mean, just
so you think somebody'll smuggle a nuclear weapon in and detonate it in a major metropolitan area?
No, I think it's harder to do that now.
I think it's a hell of a lot harder to do now.
There's things that scan that shit now.
Right.
It's, yeah,
and
but
we can track it from miles away.
Well, I don't know, man.
I'd like to hope there is, though.
I hope.
I want to believe there is.
I want to believe there is.
Because, I mean, I just saw another article about them catching some fucking submarine that drug smugglers were using. I mean, people are creative about getting shit into
right.
this country.
They are. I just read a story the other day about a kid in Kansas who was like 15, 16 in like the 80s who built his own nuclear reactor and like... in his backyard,
Jesus.
Right? And, like, the government had to come in and shut it down and had to decontaminate all this shit.
I mean, yeah.
Come to find out he'd irradiated, like, I don't know, so many 100,000 people just from having this.
And thing. Himself.
And himself,
of course,
right?
Himself, yeah.
But if a kid like that can do it, what's to stop, you know, a bunch of terrorists coming over and building their own?
Yes, especially with the free flow of information that
exactly.
we have on the internet, man.
Exactly.
You can figure out how to do
I think
anything.
if you're looking at this hypothetical situation, these hypothetical terrorists, they have to be, well, for one, they have to be that sophisticated.
They have to be smart, and that's
they
that's
can't be
what
these
I'm afraid.
Like, you know, these
yeah.
these morons who are
yeah.
over there in the Middle East where they're just
but
living caves
killing
and shit.
Killing people because they're
killing
playing
families
music
and
women are learning.
Right.
Yeah.
They're whipping women in the middle of the street in front of everyone.
But they were smart enough to fly two planes into the towers, you know.
True. And that's what
well,
I'm getting
at. They got
at.
Us off
it,
guard there.
It only takes
with box cutters.
Right? Yeah. It only takes that one time. That's
yeah.
all it takes.
Yeah.
That's a fear, you know,
it is.
That something like that's going to happen.
For sure. Absolutely.
But another fear is I'm going to get off work one night and I'm going to roll into my car and somebody is going to carjack me.
I always have that
you ever have that fear?
That nightmare as well.
Thankfully, no, I have not.
There is this kid in St. Louis. We were talking about it earlier, alluding to it, but I'm not going to name names or anything. There was a woman coming off of her shift. She got out of her car, and as she was getting out, this 13-year-old kid shoved a gun in her face and tried to carjack her. She did what anybody would do when you got a gun in your face, and she had a gun. She pulled hers out and shot the kid in the leg.
Yeah.
Kid was 13.
Yeah.
Right? What bothers me is 13-year-olds are carjacking in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Not
Although
the fact that he got shot,
because
he should have got shot, little
yeah.
bastard.
I can't say I'm shocked. Lucky him, he got shot in the leg and
right.
not in the chest.
And not in the chest or arteries.
Hopefully it'll be a learning experience for him.
You'd like to think
so. So did this gal work at Walmart?
No, she just worked the night shift somewhere.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, that just goes back to like, the,
I think it was on the north side, actually.
That just
again.
Goes back to, like, you know, parents not being there and having a...
That little bastard,
that,
though.
That whole home base set up.
Yeah.
Because your kids aren't going to go fucking try to hijack somebody when they're 13.
You'd like to think they would.
No, they're not, because the way you raise them. There's a father. There's a mother. There's a stable family. When you have stable families... Usually that means stable people.
Sure, stable kids.
When you, I mean, I'm not saying all broken homes, they wind up like criminals or something
no.
like that.
Right.
But
it's more likely
the probability of a child growing up in a stable atmosphere, they're probably going to wind up a very sustainable person in society.
Yeah.
Unless they have some kind of like mental illness or whatever.
God, yeah. You'd like to hope so.
That's like the nightmare scenario for me is like, I imagine like, what would happen if I died? What would happen if my wife died? Like, where would my kids go?
Right.
Now, my kids are lucky. I'm sure that their grandparents would help, you know,
yeah.
Like they'll be okay. But man, isn't that like the nightmare scenario? Like,
I do have audio though on that shooting from the 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Let's so hear it.
Ooh, play that.
Suspect recovering this morning after police say he was shot by a woman he was trying to rob. She was walking from her car to her home on Natural Bridge Monday night. A man and the teen approached her. Investigators say the boy pulled a gun and demanded money and her car keys. The man then tried to steal the car. The teen became distracted. That's when officers say the victim pulled out a gun and shot the 13-year-old in the leg. The man and boy took off, but police were later able to arrest the boy.
So there was a man. So there was a guy there with the 13-year-old.
Oh, there was somebody with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it might have been like his dad or something.
But the dude, the 13-year-old, was the one using the gun.
Hmm.
Here, the guy just, you know, give me your keys. She gave him the keys.
So the grown-ups
tossed the grown-up the keys. Grown-up was going to drive away because the kid can't drive properly, right?
Yeah, that's true. He's 13.
He's 13. I mean, he can use a gun, but he can't drive.
He's lucky he has like a BMX in the garage.
Yeah. He's not anymore. He's in big trouble now.
No, he's right. He's going to juvie now, man.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, mom's grounding him.
Enjoy no juvie, you little son of a bitch.
God, I hope. Hopefully, we're not reading a story of like this
of a
about,
future,
about
of a future?
One of our kids doing some stupid shit like this.
But you know what? I mean, our kids would do something stupid, but I don't think it would be on this level. I'd like to think it wouldn't.
I don't think so.
I'd like to think that at least deep down, we gave them just a little bit, you know, more modesty and a little bit more respect for themselves to not do stupid shit like that.
And hopefully empathy, too. Empathy for other people. That's an important one.
I think that's a lot of what the world...
That's a big one for me,
the
too.
World, at least this country, the world has lost.
Empathy?
Empathy for other people.
We don't give
I see a lot of coldness in the way people treat each other now.
It's all about selfies and getting your face out there now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the internet has amplified
here are fine examples. When some woman in Philadelphia is on a train and she's getting raped, and people stand around
and everybody
and videotape
right
what's happening instead of trying to help her. Pull the motherfucker off.
Right.
And fucking... And help her, man. What is wrong with you people out there?
I didn't hear about this. Was this recently?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
damn.
Put the goddamn phone down help.
What was the story? Can you help us out on that one?
I don't know the whole story.
I just remember that there was the nighttime train or something. It couldn't have been. It wasn't like in the middle of the day.
This was in Boston?
Philly.
It was in Philadelphia.
Okay.
But there was a girl on the train, and a couple dudes were like sexually assaulting the shit out of her. And instead of helping, people just pulled their phones out and recorded it.
Like, what's your recording going to do? It's not going to help anybody.
Okay, yeah, I see.
Well, I mean,
now
it's going to prove that you're a dick.
Well, if
you didn't do anything to help.
It's proof that if the guy gets caught.
Right.
You have to take action in the moment.
I mean, surely there were more of them than there was
than the one dude.
You know what? You gotta fucking, you know.
But like the whole time, she's just, you know,
take some chances.
She's just yelling help, basically, and no one's helping.
God dang, man!
And that's the world we live in right
now. That's the world
we live in. A pretty like weird fucking.
We do live in a weird time right now.
Weird time,
I feel.
Man.
A very strange, uncertain time. Like, we don't know what's gonna happen next.
Yeah.
You know, it's just strange.
Hmm.
It's not the world we were raised for, boys.
No, we were raised for the 90s.
We were raised for the 90s world, you know?
I'm reading up on this. Apparently, the police lied about that case. At least some of the things that they said. So, here's a quote. There is a narrative out there that people sat there on the L train and watched this transpire and took videos of it for their own gratification. That is simply not true. It did not happen. We have security video from SEPTA that shows that is not the true narrative. So apparently there's, you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Hopefully there's,
good.
But there's other,
but
like,
still.
But there's other, like, situations where, like, and you see it all the time on, like, TikTok or, like, some kind of social media video.
Yeah.
Where like there's a fight and it's a
TikTok's
bigger
kid. TikTok's the fucking worst.
It's a bigger kid than another kid and everyone's just standing around videotaping it instead of trying to break it up.
Right.
Like if there's some bullying going on, there's someone always videotaping it instead of trying to help.
I don't even, that's like, not me, man.
What
I don't
the
even
fuck are, what the
is I that your first instinct
it's
to
just,
pull your phone out
no.
recording?
Fuck mine's no. to get involved and start breaking shit up.
Right.
I don't even like it when people pull out, like when people pull out their phone like at concerts. Like, why?
Now that I get.
Right.
You know, I get that. You want to record the moment.
Yeah.
But when you get home, it's like
or like, okay,
you know,
here's
you
that's
can't
like,
understand
that's like
a
video
word of
that's
it.
Like recording like fireworks.
That's right. Just so. What I was gonna say. Yes.
But you know what? Every
why?
Year my wife still does
why
it though.
Do it?
Why do it?
Sorry, Andrew, but why
yeah.
every year. I don't know, why not? Why not? It's fun.
I know,
you know?
It's fun. I know
we
it's,
never do anything
hey,
with
look,
it.
It's
yeah,
fun.
You never will.
Right.
And all the times that I look, I'm guilty for even recording fireworks.
But
like I've never went back and watched.
Yeah,
and
yeah me neither. Oh, I'm
it.
Sure. I just for the record, I'm sure I'm guilty of videotaping fireworks too. But yeah, I mean, I think some of us have lost the or all of us to a certain degree have started to lose the ability to kind of live in the moment and just appreciate the moment for what it is.
Well, we kind of alluded to it earlier where we feel like everyone's lost empathy. I feel like everyone's lost focus on what it means to be American. Like, this is the country where you can do whatever you want. You want to rock your pants down around your fucking ankles, man. I mean, you can't go into some stores, but that's your right to do that. We shouldn't be passing laws and things
yeah.
saying you can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, that
you know,
should be reserved
but,
for other
But you
things.
Know why that's happening, Scott?
Why?
Because there's a lot of fucking Karens and a lot of Kens out there.
Exactly.
And a lot of disease on social media, especially Twitter.
But yes. It was there before Twitter. And it was there...
But,
I feel like Twitter just amplified.
No,
it.
Well, it just basically like fuels the fire. Now.
Right, it gave it a voice,
and it's all for like people don't read the full story now. They just want to read one line and then go on that.
Yeah,
and it happens all the time.
You're right. Nobody listens to respond to you now. They just listen for like cues, like oh yeah.
And it's
yeah.
this fucking stupid ass cancel culture that we live in right now.
Yeah, I feel like
fuck this.
The companies and people in general spend too much time worrying about what people on Twitter say.
Don't worry about what somebody said 15, 20 years ago either.
Props to fucking State Farm though, because they didn't cancel their deal with fucking
Aaron Rodgers.
So
oh yeah,
credit to State Farm for not fucking canceling Aaron.
They said there was some health company that he worked. That he
oh, it was like an
that,
Aetna
that
or something,
him.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's his body. Let him do what the fuck he wants.
Yeah, I don't care what he does, man.
You know what I mean? We got to get over this. Stop judging other people. Like, it's so weird, man. First, it was this pandemic. Now it's all about splitting everyone into two, splitting vaccinated and unvaccinated people apart.
Yeah.
Like we're separating our society by this, dude, and it's wrong.
Yeah. We're letting stupid stuff divide us.
It's wrong.
Right?
It's fucking wrong. We're all human beings.
And that's where the empathy gets lost, and that's where the rise, unfortunately, in fascism comes. I feel like we're headed for another cycle.
I'm afraid. That's
you know?
What I'm afraid
fuck
of.
Fascism.
Yeah.
So we'll
and
that, let's
that
take a break real quick because I'm getting fired up over here.
Let's do that. But before we do that, big thanks to our Patreon patrons, Mr. Sir Biscuit Strength. Dude
Taylor.
Came out and bent everything.
Hold on, I'm going to go get the,
all right.
the thing.
JT from the Paranormal Sun, all the way from Auckland, New Zealand.
That's right, and the JC Paranormal Society.
And we loved having Will on last week. Will, you are welcome back anytime, my brother.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I'm going to come back and guest. I was like, yeah, man,
yeah.
come on.
I mean, if you just want to come back, if the other guys are doing something and they can't make it, then
oh,
there you
yeah,
go, Dave.
There you go, Dave. Look at that. I'm trying
to make oh.
Yeah.
Catch that beat. Catch that beat.
There you go.
Oh, and by the way, it's officially a season, and we'll talk about that coming up in the cooldown.
Yeah, we're going to have to definitely
in
cool
two
it
segments.
Down for that one.
I just got a text, group text from my boys, and they just reminded me of what season it is.
Yeah.
We'll be back on the old 77.
Right after this, bitches.
So...
Hey guys, it's Matt, and you know, we always talk about Last Flight Brewing Company, and we never exaggerate on how good it is there. They have this wonderful indoor space where you can fit a bunch of your friends or your family. You can take your dog in there. Also, kids are welcomed. We can all drink as equals. It's a great spot. If you want to sit outside, there's tons of space. It's a great spot for a sunny afternoon with friends, families, even colleagues. You can do it all out there. Games, cornhole, whatever your vice is. They also have a carefully crafted beer menu, which changes all the time. Each beer they put out is delicious. Also, Last Flight won first place at the Missouri Beer Festival. They've come a long way in a short time, so check them out. You can find them on Facebook and online at lastflightbrewing.com. If you're local, check out Last Flight Brewing Company today. Go enjoy some sunshine. Get off your couch. Go. Go right now. Fill up your growler.
Get it.
Let me dance up on this table here.
Welcome back to the old 77.
It's a safe place.
In an unsafe world. World. What's up, y'all?
Oh, man.
Segment two.
Nothing. We're back.
Back for Seggy 2.
Back for some more excitement. I got some exciting articles pulled up here that we can talk about.
So first things first, let's talk about this dude up in Spokane, Washington.
Oh, yeah. That
Spokane.
Guy. Is it Spokane or Spokane?
Spokane.
I know we have some listeners in Oregon. Is it Washington?
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
It's okay.
My geography kind of gets off out there.
I was in the geography bee at school. I was also in the spelling bee. Guess what word I misspelled?
Please say it's like geography.
It was geography. That's exactly right.
So this father is accused of killing his daughter's alleged, killing her boyfriend because he sold his daughter into sex trafficking.
So his daughter's boyfriend.
So the story is this dude's dad.
Yeah.
His daughter was dating this cat that he's alleged to have done whatever to.
Right. Uh-huh.
Sold her into sex trafficking. Yeah. So dad took care of it.
So check this out real quick. Here's an audio piece.
John Eisenman facing a judge today. He's a Spokane dad accused of murdering a man he says sold his daughter for sex and stuffing that body in a car's trunk. Spokane police say the murder actually happened a year ago.
But the body wasn't found until last week. That's when someone looked inside an abandoned vehicle. That body has been identified as 19-year-old Andrew Sorensen.
Well, look at this. Look at the picture of this piece of shit.
Well, let me see.
Rocking bandana on top of the head.
Motherfucker looks like a Kid Rock wannabe.
Never trust a man with a bandana,
right?
Unless he's Willie Nelson.
So apparently sex trafficking pays. When you deliver.
As long as you're not the girl.
Precious cargo.
Stock, whatever they call it.
Here's more.
The Washington State Patrol put out this picture last November saying he had been reported missing. Caitlin Knapp is here tonight with
That's a shame.
But the accused killer admitted about why he did it.
According to charging documents, John Eisenman told police Sorensen sold Eisenman's daughter into a prostitution ring. And after driving to Seattle to rescue her, he went over to confront Sorensen himself. In court today, Eisenman didn't say much. This was just a first appearance, and he wasn't asked to enter a plea. But in an interview with Spokane police, he waived his rights and told them what happened.
Hell
he said last fall, he found out Sorensen was going to be at a trailer park in Airway Heights. Eisenman told police he confronted Sorensen, zip-tied his hands and feet, and shoved him into a trunk of a Honda Accord. Eisenman then told police he punched Sorensen a few times and hit him in the head with a cinder block, knocking him out. Finally,
That dude suffered. He didn't die right away.
Keep going.
Eisenman told police he stabbed Sorensen multiple times in the stomach. Eisenman told police he abandoned the car with Sorensen inside in a remote part of Spokane County. Someone moved it last month to North Spokane, right next to Rochester Hills Park. A couple guys opened up the car and found the body inside. In addition to his own confession, court documents say Eisenman's neighbor called Crime Check late last month and told them Eisenman said he killed someone and hid the body in a trunk. Eisenman said it was because the victim had sold his daughter for sex. Eisenman has no criminal history. He's now facing a first-degree murder charge. A judge set his bail today at $1 million.
If he does go to prison, he's going to be all right.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah.
Because of why he's in there. I'll say that.
I mean, those guys, that's respect, right?
Yeah.
He's going to walk in there like a king.
I don't know about that. I mean, he'll walk in
there. He won't go there. He won't be in there forever, though.
No, probably not, because I'm sure he'll get some sympathy, especially if the judge and or jury have kids.
But at the same he's going to have to show to get parole that he regrets doing that.
He's going to be like, nope.
Right?
Killed that motherfucker.
Right? That's true. Not get any early release.
Honestly,
good behavior.
My feelings towards it is. Bravo, sir. Bravo.
I mean, assuming that
assuming
that the facts presented are accurate.
Right.
Yeah, man, I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for the guy either.
So my motherfucking daughter into
what I
want
to know is how does a 19-year-old know how to sell your daughter into prostitution?
Right, right.
You know?
It's all about the network, man.
I guess. That's the real fucked up part.
It's all about the connections, man.
$1 million bailed out. Someone's going to pay up.
But he only needs to come up with, what, 10% of that?
Is that right?
Yeah. You only need 10%?
I don't know, man.
I think it's
10%.
Is that the law of the land?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
I know bail bondsmen make a killing, though.
Right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, God, yeah, because they come up with the 10%.
I mean, the whole job is just handling money. Like, it's an easy as fuck job. I mean, I guess maybe not, because you do have to, like,
the whole bail bondsman thing, though, that's being phased out, though, state by state.
Yeah, because it is a shitty system.
Because it's kind of one-sided.
Yeah, it is a shitty system.
If you're poor, it doesn't really do you well.
Yeah, I remember John Oliver did a big piece about the bail bond system.
The bail bondsman.
And it is a little shady.
Well, there's so many songs wrote about, you know, that bail bondsman wanted that boat so bad. You don't need no ID.
Yeah.
Right. Hell no.
Hell no.
It's the American way, man.
Right?
And let's follow up on, you know, Alec Baldwin.
On our old friend Alec.
There. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. We've been really busy with the podcast.
Talking about that Rush shooting, right?
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to really follow up with this.
Yeah.
We've been so busy with other stuff on this podcast. But here, so apparently Baldwin was in Vermont with his family. And he voluntarily pulled his car over. His wife wasn't very happy about this.
Oh, I'm sure she was ecstatic.
He talked to some reporters or whoever it is. And here is the audio from that.
She was my friend.
Alec Baldwin on camera for the first time since the deadly movie set shooting in New Mexico.
I'm not allowed to make any comments.
Right.
Because it's an ongoing investigation. I've been ordered.
No, we can't.
By the sheriff's department.
We knew that. We knew that.
In Santa Fe. I can't answer any questions about the investigation. I can't.
In an impromptu interview, the 63-year-old beside his wife, Hilaria, telling photographers the Ross production will not continue. Yeah. Calling the
His wife's like 25 years younger than he is.
Yeah.
And her name is Hilaria?
Yeah.
It rhymes with malaria.
I was like, didn't you catch that back in Numb?
It's ridiculous.
But here's more of the interview.
Tragic death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, one in a trillion.
There are incidental accidents on film sets from time to time, but nothing like this. This is a one in a trillion episode. It's a one in a trillion film.
The actor-producer sharing his concern for Hutchins' family, saying he's talked repeatedly with her husband.
He is in shock. He has a 9-year-old son.
Yeah.
You know, we are in constant contact with him. Because we're very worried about his family and his kid. And as I said, we're eagerly awaiting for the sheriff's department to tell us what their investigation has yielded.
The encounter...
I mean, he looks pretty broken up about it.
Yeah, I don't think he's happy about it.
I think,
really? And look, I mean, like, whether you like him or not, there's more to blame than just him here.
Right.
Yeah.
He is to blame, though. I will say that. He is to blame.
He is to blame. Don't get me twisted, but there are other people that should be blamed as well.
Yeah. I agree.
Like the prop person.
Yeah.
That damn bullet shouldn't even have been in that
like,
gun.
Check the fucking round, right? Bro. Like
You handed that actor, even though he's the one that fired the gun, he should have checked it too. He should have done protocol as well.
Yeah.
But even though you handed that dude, you told him it was clean. Gun's cold. It's all good. Yep.
So apparently the paparazzis were fucking with the Baldwins in New York City.
They were following them
recently,
hard, right?
And one of the paparazzi said, "How do you feel about killing somebody by accident? How do you feel about that? How are you feeling?" And then his wife says, don't say.
Right. That sounds like a papo type.
I mean,
you know.
Yeah, that's
here's
anything
more of,
to elicit a reaction.
Here's a little more of what you're saying.
This is just on the side of the road.
Right.
Yeah.
In constant contact with him because we're very worried about his family and his kid. And as I said, we're eagerly awaiting for the sheriff's department to tell us what their investigation has yielded.
The encounter.
That photo, though, that circled around right afterwards where he was on the phone, you could tell in that photo, I fucked him up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you could see it in his eyes.
It just wasn't right.
Very, very, you know, well-oiled crew shooting a film together, and then this horrible event happened.
A character is...
So there's an article I'm looking at right now that the DA investigating the shooting says that he knows who loaded the gun that killed...
Oh, really?
That killed her, yeah.
But is there anything they can do about it? I mean, can they prove it?
Yeah, that's
At
the
end of the day, do you guys think this movie will get put out? You think it'll get made?
I don't think so.
Right now it's on like...
Well, it's going to be on
cancel for now, yeah. Yeah.
Right. But at the same time, if you don't make this movie, it's kind of insulting to their legacy,
to their
right?
Memory, yeah.
To their memory.
We have to realize that when it does go wrong, and it's this horrible, catastrophic thing, some new measures have to take place. Rubber guns, plastic guns, no real operatives on set. That's not for me to decide. It's urgent. It's urgent that you understand. I'm not an expert in this field. So whatever other people decide is the best way to go, in terms of protecting people's safety on film sets, I'm all in favor of, and I will cooperate with that in any way that I can.
You know, I was always under the assumption that they didn't have live rounds or anything in the guns anymore. Like, when you see them on TV, I always thought that was Foley.
Yeah.
You know? They're just boom, boom, you know, bang, 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 and then, you know, in post, they'll go back and put the sound effects in.
Yeah.
I mean, especially now when you have, like, CGI and stuff like
right.
that.
Right, you do not need real
guns. And it's so easy to do now. I mean, relatively speaking.
Yeah.
What's really messed up, though, I mean, and it's not messed up, but, like, before the shooting of that day, they're on location on that property. They were shooting off rounds.
In these weapons.
Also, they found 500 rounds in the building.
I saw that.
So, you know, someone was using that gun earlier that day. Mm-hmm. I feel like...
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a conspiracist, but I'm telling you, man, like, maybe someone, like, I'm not trying to put that out there.
500 rounds found out there, though that does sound like somebody's being, like, set up.
Yeah, right? Like, let's make Alec Baldwin look really bad.
Yeah, but it's not like they found 500 rounds in Alec Baldwin's trailer.
I think the most likely scenario, knowing that they were shooting rounds earlier in the day, is that, you know... They were supposed to unload the rounds, and they didn't.
And they
somebody just fucked up.
Yeah, or maybe that was one of, that gun in particular made it to the scene.
I read a story that gun was like the gal who died. It was her shooting gun. Like that's the one
really?
That she shot.
Get out. So she died by her own gun.
Somebody shot her with it.
Damn.
You know.
Oh, Alec Baldwin. Yeah.
But that makes me wonder, like, how did that all go down? Was he playing around, horsing around, you know? Oh, sure, oh, you know, boom, boom, and then it actually happened, or...
So I read something to where, like, a person who was there told this news media outlet, like, what exactly happened.
Yeah.
And the director, when he was shot, he said, oh, my God, I feel something burning. And apparently, I mean, when you get shot, it burns.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And he got shot where?
I think it was like the abdomen or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's...
The shoulder or something?
He lived.
Yes.
He lived.
She died.
So she got hit, like, in center mass.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
And so when she went down and they were surrounding her, she was like, well, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Right.
This is the final words that she said.
Damn.
Because she died, like, 3 hours later.
Oh, shit.
So she didn't die, like, immediately.
Ah, that's crazy, man.
But I read this. I forget where I read it. I was.
That wasn't.
It was one of those like articles I was reading when I first woke up. And I was like, "Oh, this looks interesting." And then I was like, "I'm going to save this for the podcast." I never did. Mm. And then like 3 weeks later, we had so much shit happening on the podcast. I just forgot to save it to my little list.
You know, I've heard that when you get shot, it doesn't really hurt.
You're kind of in shock, I would assume, right?
Like, yeah, like...
I don't want to ever find out. I mean, I don't...
Me neither. You
know. Yeah, I don't want to find out either.
I've been told by people who have been shot that it doesn't hurt. That it's...
It's stinging?
It's more of like you don't even realize that it's happened at first, and then you look and you see blood, and then, you know, so...
It's like a shock thing.
You start freaking out. You know?
Yeah.
You only feel it afterwards when the shock starts wearing off.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Shaka smart.
Shaka.
Your body has ways of dealing with trauma like that to make it as, you know, easy to make it through as possible. Human body's an amazing thing.
It really is. I mean, and that's what's so cool about, you know, the Wolverine story. I'm not trying to get into comics. But his body is like, it just heals like at a super elite speed.
That's right.
That's his superpower.
Yeah.
It's like, he just heals fast.
Right. He has like this amazing healing system and an amazing immune system too.
Now,
it's all tied together. That's
like,
it.
If Logan was a real human being, I'm sure he would be like, immune to fucking COVID or any other kind of infectious disease.
Well, in the comic books, they actually had plagues that ended the world only because Wolverine had died before that. Somehow he had died.
Interesting.
And so they kept him alive long enough to heal from this whatever plague, and that's how they cured the future.
Okay.
Now, is there a limit to this? Like, if he loses an entire limb, does that come back too?
Yeah, he can regrow anything.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But that's crazy that, like, how our bodies are, like, there's so many different organisms in our body in different spots where, like, it helps rejuvenate and heal the body.
Well, it'd be interesting if we could, like, regrow limb like
Fuck
that.
Fuck yeah, it is.
You know?
What'd you say, Scotty?
It'd be cool to be able to regrow a limb like that.
No shit.
Somebody lost their arm or something, you could just, you know, poof.
I think one day we'll be able to do that.
I think we will too.
Stem cells. You guys remember that?
Like, you'll be like just hanging out and you have this like little baby arm growing out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, nice arm. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, like 3 years old arm.
You guys remember seeing that picture of that white mouse that had a human ear growing
out of
the
side of
it? Oh, yeah,
they would grow ears on the back of it.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, those types of things are coming.
I think it's going to be something even more advanced than that. I think they're going to 3D print it.
Yeah, that's
you're going to have a 3D printer that will just print you a new heart or whatever.
Anything,
you know?
Yeah, man.
Because you'll have stem cells, you'll have DNA. They could, you know, if you had a programmable DNA like I was talking before with the, you know, the DNA bomb.
Yeah.
If you had something like that and you plugged like your DNA to it, you could regrow anything from you.
Man,
you know.
It's interesting shit, man.
It is, and that's, you know, not too far off.
You want to know what else isn't too far off?
What's that, buddy?
Arby's.
Arby's?
Arby's is selling curly fry flavored vodka for the holidays. Can't wait to get my hands on
okay,
that,
so,
boys.
Wonder if it has little floating chunks of burnt grease in
okay,
it.
Okay, so vodka? Like, are they cooking the fries in vodka?
I don't know,
it's got to be the flavor. It's got to be like KFC, man.
So the potatoes are probably...
I will say this.
So it's got to be the potatoes are infused in the vodka.
With
and
the
then,
seasoning, maybe.
Well,
maybe.
You can't season something that's already what... I mean, you can, but it's more of a marination.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
So before the fries are even, like, cooked, they have to be infused into this vodka. And
maybe
then
that's
and then they
what
take
it is.
Then they take those sliced French fries, which have been infused, and then throw them in the fryer.
They also have the waffle fry version as well.
Or any
but wouldn't that taste throw off? Like wouldn't it burn off the alcohol by frying it?
I think so. It burns off the alcohol that will get you drunk, but it still leaves a flavor.
You know what I'm thinking they're doing?
But vodka doesn't really have a flavor
to
it.
I'm thinking they're frying up a bunch of these. And they're drying them off, and they're throwing them in the vat, and they're aging the vodka in them.
Maybe that's
you
what
know,
it is.
And the flavor of that is infusing in the vodka.
Yeah, when's that start for Arby's, Dave? Because we have one in town.
Oh God,
I'm gonna go try.
Can
it.
You buy that at Arby's, or do you have to go to a specialty store?
You guys are asking me all these questions.
Arby's, we got the meats.
It's available on the 18th.
I never have Arby's. Is that any good?
It's all right.
You've never had Arby's
You've
in
never
your life.
Had
never
Arby's?
Had Arby's in my life.
Well, I was just about to say. I like Arby's every now and again. My favorite thing about Arby's, and I think a lot of people agree with me, is the curly fries.
Okay.
The curly fries are the bomb.
What's the best thing at Arby's? What's the best sandwich there, though?
I don't know.
You know, I like their Greek stuff. Their gyros are good.
The gyros. I love
their
gyros
are good.
Yeah, I've never gone that route, man.
See, I would go to... see. Like,
roast
I love,
beef's all right.
That's
roast
what
beef,
I do.
Yeah.
I always get roast beef when
roast
I go to
beef's
Arby's.
Roast beef's all right.
Yeah, that's what
see,
I
do. See, dude, I do a killer roast beef in my house when I, like... So I'll slow cook roast beef.
Oh yeah.
I'll go buy like 2 pounds of like just cold sliced roast beef from the
beef.
Deli, and then I'll put like I'll get like 10 cans of brown gravy, garlic. Also, I'll throw some seasoning like salt and pepper in it, and I'll let it sit for about an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And then you get those rolls. You get the nice hoagie rolls.
That's
and then you throw some provolone on it.
It's all about the bread.
You get the provolone and you get the roast beef, man. Oh. And then you just sit there and you fucking be a fat ass about it.
I want my roast beef look like it's been there.
So we have I had that for the football draft this year at my house. All the guy like even Jason and Angel were like, was that the, for one, Jason is not only a mean, like, strong motherfucker, but, dude, he can fucking grill his ass off. He can, dude, he makes the best jambalaya that I've ever had.
Jambalaya. Mm.
So this guy can cook. So when he was complimenting me on, like, the simple recipe for roast beef, and this is an old Philly thing.
Yeah.
Because this is what my dad did, my mom did. Like, we had a bunch of people over.
Generations they go of by, friends like, has made
they go
this.
Buy meatballs and roast beef and just stick them in the slow cooker.
Hey, you fucking meatballs.
And then you just have a giant, you have, like, fucking three bags of rolls, man.
Yeah.
And you just feed an army. Oh. And he was like, what'd you do so special about this? I'm like, nothing. This is what you do.
Sometimes simplicity is
good. It's the roast beef and the bread.
With my dick.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about horseradish?
I love horseradish. Actually, you know what? I think about it now.
Creamy or raw though?
Oh.
I don't know what the fucking difference is.
Really?
Yeah, really, I don't.
So you have you ever had like prime rib?
Yeah.
And you get really creamy horseradish that you can dip it in. Or you can get like the raw where it's, you know, like you go get sushi.
Thicker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually like plant. You can pick it up, put it on there and eat it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just get the shit in the bottle at the grocery store that says horseradish on it. I like it.
Horseradish is delicious. But that reminds me, dude. You put horseradish on that roast beef sandwich.
That's why I was thinking of horseradish. Because that was the only ingredient I was thinking, oh man, put some horseradish on that. That's really good. You get some
horseradish
good
mustard. That's where it's at.
Yeah, I've had that. That's good.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. You know, you get a little bit of that horseradish and it cleans your nose out. You know what I mean? You ever get a little bit in your nose?
What I like is
did with wasabi once.
I like getting a French dip sandwich and then getting an au jus.
You can get that at Arby's.
And you dip that shit.
Yeah, you can get the au jus.
That is fucking delicious.
My wife loves that stuff, man. Yeah.
You know someone's listening right now, they're like going to lunch, they're like, fuck it guys, we're making me so hungry.
Sorry guys.
Sorry, Angel. Roger's like, fuck you.
Right.
I have a half a Subway sandwich sitting in my van right now just waiting for
from the other day or
today.
From today.
Disgusting.
I figured no,
you're
big on the Subway.
You are, Dave. Dave, you really like you are a catfish of sandwiches, you know?
You think that? You think, buddy?
Bottom feeding motherfucker.
Because he enjoys Subway.
Well, I figure it's
honestly, my dad loves Subway.
And it's no Jersey Mike's.
He lives right outside of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He can go to
got access to the good shit.
Dude, there's this place called Lou's right out like it's like 10 minutes away from my parents. It's right outside Philly. And I'm telling you, man, like they're so you can get like a hoagie, like a ham and cheese hoagie for like
$3
and it's fucking like a foot long. And it's the greatest fucking sandwich my dad rather go to Subway than go to this place.
I'm like, really?
He just likes going there. He's like, it's fresh. I'm like, it's not fucking fresh, Dad. It's not fresh.
Believing the hype.
There's been Christmases where I give him like
Subway
$50 gift card. You can eat there for the next like 2 months.
I love it, man. I love it.
He's like, thanks, son. I love you.
I'm not like huge on
right,
Subway.
Dad.
That's the only time he tells you.
You
he
North
loves
Catholic
you.
Faggot.
I love you. I love you, son.
I love you so much for this Subway gift certificate.
So much that I will call you a faggot once again.
Right,
in your life.
You son of a bitch.
And if you never listened to this show before, my dad has called me a faggot throughout my life. So.
Yeah. Oh, it's a thing. It's a term of endearment for his dad.
It's nothing new, man.
Yeah.
That was a word that was thrown out around a lot when we were kids.
I was 27 years old, and I found out that my dad was at a family party, and people were asking, hey, is Matt married yet? Does he have a steady girlfriend? He's like, no, I think he's a faggot.
Yeah.
I was like, thanks, Dad. I wasn't even there to defend myself.
That's why he did it.
Dad, I appreciate you if you're listening to this. You know, I know it's tough love. It's like Freddy Got Fingered. Did you ever watch that movie?
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm like Freddy, and like, he's like Rip Torn.
But it turned out all right. It turned out okay for him. You were not, in fact.
No, I love
you
my dad.
You were not,
he's
in
the
fact,
best.
Right.
Yeah.
You gave him a grandbaby.
We have a special relationship.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, man. You could
my wedding's just to prove that.
You could have had a dad that was not racist, but wasn't ever around when you were a kid.
See,
which is my situation. I think your situation was better.
He did slow dance with me at my wedding. We were doing a dollar dance, and he comes up to me and he's like, here's like $10 for the dollar dance. And I'm like,
nice.
All right.
Thanks, Dad.
I mean, it was, he just like,
took
he
took
a
spin
it,
and then threw
what song? Funny. What was the song?
I was like, and I asked him, I was like, should I tip you? And he's like, don't need you even think about it. I was like,
That would have been fantastic.
Do you remember what the song was?
Oh, I forget, dude. So anyway, you know what dollar dances are.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we did that. And it doesn't matter if you're male or female. You got to dance with people.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was one of the last people. And I was like, Dad, like, why don't you dance with us when, like, Queen's on? You know, like, we had a mosh pit going on at
right.
our wedding.
Oh,
and
my God, yeah.
Get crazy.
And, like, I 2 months later, he was dancing at another wedding, cutting it up.
Man, cutting it up.
He
huh?
totally pissed me off.
He wouldn't dance at all at yours.
It was my cousin Rich's wedding, man. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, your dad was a dancing machine. I'm like, where the fuck was this at right. here yeah. in Jeff City?
You right. got to get just the right amount of alcohol.
He
you
was
gotta,
so upset with you.
You got to hit
Dad.
That window, that dancing Dad. Window. There's a window for dancing when you're at a
fucking
wedding.
Fucking kid ain't mine yeah. out there dancing.
Yeah. Well, at least we had him on the podcast and I had that special experience with him. So.
Yeah, that's right on, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you guys know that Bruce Lee was a champion dancer?
Was he?
We did, yeah.
I would believe
I
that.
Know that.
I mean, look at him like orchestrate.
He's a cha-cha king, right?
I mean, look at him orchestrate his body, you know, with
martial arts.
Yeah. I mean, like, why not? I mean, a lot of the NFL players that go on Dancing with the Stars, because of their footwork training
yeah, yeah,
in football,
bad.
They are
the
pretty good
ones,
at dancing.
They're not flexible.
Like, Jerry you know? Rice and Emmitt Smith both won that shit.
Yeah, that's right. I don't
know. I don't watch the show, but
yeah,
I know
neither.
They won it.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't have time for that kind of shit.
My brother-in-law went to high school with Emmitt Smith.
Did he really?
Really?
Pensacola?
Yeah.
That's where he went?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. My brother's from southern Alabama. He's from like a little town called Opp, Alabama.
He might have played him
but
or
he
something.
But he lived in Pensacola
okay.
too.
So,
so that
that's
must
where
be
he probably,
it.
Yeah.
yeah. He didn't yeah. play with him, like but he played with his brothers. Said that they're really nice. He's a really nice dude. Really nice.
He looks like a really down to earth fellow.
Yeah,
but he played.
I feel like that's what he wants you to think.
But he played for the Cowboys, so he is a piece of shit.
You know,
he's a badass man. He's a badass.
You guys know how I feel about the Cowboys.
He's yeah. a piece of shit.
Fuck you to all the Cowboy fans out there. This is the second episode in a row that I said that. Fuck you.
There's so many of them too, man. They're spread out everywhere.
We're gonna talk about what season it is coming up next. I got a text message from a
that's right.
really good friend of mine.
I just sent Dave a text message too, and I want to get his opinion on that. We've got a glowing cigar shape spotted and recorded hovering in the air in France.
Oh, what?
It's pretty fucking rad looking.
All right, we'll talk about that next too. It is the cool down coming up next, and you know what happens in the cool down? Anything goes.
Anything.
It all goes left or right.
Oh
you
my
know,
God. Shit goes crazy.
We're not talking
sometimes.
Politics.
No.
It just goes haywire.
No, it's kind of like that scene in Full Metal Jacket. $15 gets you any tang.
Yeah, it just
cool down gets you any tang.
Any tang. So.
All right, we'll do that.
We'll
do that next.
Yeah, we'll be back. Bitches.
In the Groove, Vinyl Records and More has the widest variety of new and used music, carrying new and reissued vinyl, used CDs and cassette tapes. In business for over 20 years, offering the best variety and service we possibly can. In the year 2000, we started out as a little hole in the wall, and now In the Groove is a full-service record shop with thousands of records to choose from. Buying rock, jazz, R&B, soul, and blues records, 33s, 45s, and 78s. We also buy CDs and cassette tapes. We've been buying and selling since 2000. In the Groove is a one-stop shop for records, stereo equipment, CDs, and other fun oddities. 708 Jefferson Street, Jefferson City, Missouri. Give us a thumbs up and follow us on Facebook. In the Groove, Vinyl Records and More.
It is time for the cool down on Old 77.
Now you have to read all the words. It is time for the cool down on the 77. Old 77.
You want me to say the cool down, right?
Well, yes, yes.
The 77.
Right. Well, the old okay. 77.
I'll try it again. It is time for the cool down on the old 77.
Welcome back to the old 77.
It's a safe place.
In a very unsafe world.
World. Like that beat? You like that beat, Scott?
I do like that, man.
Mm. It's a nice one. I need to get some organ in my beats. That's like a Wurlitzer, I think. I think that's what
so, hey guys, it's November. It's November 11th.
No, not November.
And
no, thank you.
Well, no, well,
you know, I've awesome. Already failed that miserably.
So I just too, got thankfully. A text from the friend, a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
It's one of my good friends. His name's Eric Mamert.
Friend of the show, Eric.
And he sent
Eric,
this.
Eric Mamert, friend
we,
of the show.
We know Eric.
He sent this text message to the Hot Tub Boys. It's a group.
And I it feel goes, like you need to describe that.
It's
too.
A long story, boys. It's
it
a
is.
Long story.
We've heard it.
So he sends a picture boys. Of this. He's at a Holt Summits bar right now.
That poor guy.
In Callaway Which County. That, so you can just imagine.
Right. That poor guy.
That alone is a feat because I've lived in Holt Summit my entire life, basically. And I think there might be one bar in Holt Summit.
Just one?
Somewhere like off the beaten path.
So yeah. anyway, like anyway. He takes a picture of this. This framed poster.
Yes.
And this chick's bent over
Very
in a
nice
refrigerator.
She's shapely woman.
Looks like she's grabbing a Bud Light. She has this thong on. And so underneath of it, and he is the originator of the saying.
Oh, I forgot
It's that time
about
of
that.
Year again. He's like, I'm at a Holt Summits bar. And our friend Goody, who's friends of the show.
Friend of the show, Goody.
He says, well, I just saw this pic for the first time. And yes, the first frost is upon us.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about eating ass.
It's ass eating season.
That's what it is, man. That's the cutoff.
It's ridiculous, but it makes a lot of sense. If you eat ass, which...
No, man, I feel like
it's
this
not
is,
a big thing for me. I get no enjoyment.
I feel like this is O'Doul's,
I
right?
never ate an asshole, so I'm going to put that out there.
Neither have I.
But Eric is like the master at eating
Don't
ass.
Lie.
So... And Goody is like, you know, Goody is the perpetual bachelor, so.
Yeah.
You know, he,
is he an ass
I'm sure
eater
he,
as well, then?
There's nothing
know,
wrong with eating
I would
ass.
Not put it by him.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't put it by Scott.
No, there's nothing
no,
wrong with
I
it.
I wouldn't put,
no.
it, put it by Scott either.
The ass oh, is a place that doesn't, I like looking at the ass, and like, the ass is a very nice thing when you're, you know. When
in
you're,
coitus.
When you're, yeah, when. Anyway, I'm just
I
saying.
I hate dudes
like,
that are like, oh, there's poop involved. Well, yeah, when you knock on somebody's house, don't be surprised when they're home.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
I mean, here's, come on.
Let me give you a colonoscopy, girl. Right.
Like, if I knew that there were a buffer between me and the poop, like, there needs to be a shower recent. If for,
oh,
me, for me to
but
go
even if
entertain
you,
going down that
if
road,
it ain't that,
I need to
it,
know
yeah.
that she's clean.
If it's not, like, horribly mm-hmm. dirty right. afterwards, come on. Did you do anything?
Honestly, dude, like, even if they even after a shower, if you, I mean, yeah, like,
I'm
going
to need
licking...
to see you scrubbing that ass with that loofah.
I have to witness
Get
this
the loofah on the stick.
Hold
you
on,
know?
Let me take a video.
This is just, this just happened 5 minutes
this
ago.
This is just for record keeping purposes.
But honestly, like, here,
just
like,
keeping that on file.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But even though it's clean, and it's been scrubbed, and it's all shiny, and you
and
know,
new.
There's no stink to it.
Yeah.
There is a lot of stink inside.
It's still a little suspect.
Well, yeah, man.
So, I mean, there could be family members home still. They haven't been dropped off at the pool yet.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Mama's running late.
The kids are still there. Well, the kids are any. They go to pool yet. No, they're still there.
Yeah, but, I mean, I feel like, I mean, as long as she's not diuretic, I feel like you're not in any danger of...
Right.
Of things just flying out of there
Unless
all
you're
willy-nilly.
Really going down, you know, you're going to town.
Yeah, yes. really going well, to town. Yeah.
Good God.
But, yeah, I mean, it is the season.
It's the cool down, folks.
Tis right. the season to eat asshole. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Tis the season for me
to...
To
make a jingle.
He just made a jingle.
The ass eating
You hear,
man,
like,
jingle.
The orchestra go off.
Right.
I can play guitar, like a, man. If you can give me some lyrics about ass eating, we could do a song.
There's
bro.
A chorus. There's a choir in the background.
Oh, my God.
Ass in the loners, ass eating season. Come
That's
on
right.
now.
Take it to church. Oh.
Take it to church.
I've got a churchy
God,
beat.
Give me the strength.
We can do
that.
I got a churchy beat. I'll give you for that
Amazing
one.
Amazing grace. How sweet that ass
Ooh.
Is.
Ooh. It's because it's after frost.
It tastes like corn and some more.
Take it to church. There we go.
Take it to church and wax that ass.
Is that a Dave Jordan original?
Yeah, man.
All right.
That's Dave. So we won't get fucking hit
so
up for
nothing
this.
Nothing hit up on that one.
Thank God. The white Kanye is here, baby.
Oh, man.
I won't sue you guys, man. Yeah. I heard the clapping, and as soon as because there's a clapping section to that beat where the drums go away and everybody just starts clapping like you're at church, and so I don't know. I just thought it would be a good fit for an ass-eating song.
That just sounds right. I can't believe we did a whole first couple minutes on total ass-eating.
We got a few more minutes left in us, I'm sure. Right?
Oh, we got another couple ass-eating stories, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it always that text always like comes out to the group. Every November kind of deal.
Every year.
I mean, it's November 11th, so it's like we're basically in, like we're entering mid-November now.
I think it's already frosted already.
Yeah, we've
correct?
Had a couple
pulling
frosts.
Pulling it down with the old 77.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I mean, it's the cool down.
We cool it down.
Shout out to Louie. Mm, love you, bro.
Yeah, shout out to Louie Mano for that one.
That's my boy right there. If we could ever, like, you know, pay for his expenses to come out here and, like, stay out here for, like, a weekend.
Oh, man.
That would be
and
cool.
Have him on the podcast and, oh. Dude, we would have like one of our. I told him he could be a comedian. He is so quick-witted and funny as hell. And I'm not just being biased because he's my friend.
Yeah, no, he
is. Dude, he is fucking hilarious.
Dude, just the voiceovers are brilliant.
There's like 20 people inside his head.
Stuff though, yeah.
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 Yeah, we had a new thing come back and he's like doing all kinds of different characters and shit.
Yeah, and this is not even a part of what we asked him to do.
Is it up on the Google Drive?
I believe so.
Yeah, it is.
Might have to go in there and take a peek. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
So if we had aliens in this world, do you think they'd be in the heating ass?
Yeah.
Because we had a sighting down in Springfield, Missouri, pretty close to us.
One.
It's about 3 hours away if you're not familiar with Missouri.
Yeah, about 3 hours hour south.
It's a really nice drive down.
It's not bad.
Is that
hit a deer.
Is that after Branson or is that after Branson?
This is right before Branson.
Okay.
So as you're going, like if you were going from Jeff City to Branson, it would be right before Branson.
Because every time we go down to Cedar.
Big Cedar
Lodge, we pass by Springfield, then Branson, and then Big Cedar Lodge is the shit, dude. I love that place.
I think that me and the family
it's expensive,
are going to go
worth
there.
It.
I think me and the family are
going
to go
We're going
there.
Down in December for our five-year anniversary. We're taking Sloan down there.
Really? I know you guys love that place.
Dude, when you go down there during Christmas time, and, you know, obviously our anniversary is December 10th.
Right.
They dress that place up like Santa's Little Village.
Oh,
I bet. You feel like you're in a Hallmark Christmas movie. I'm serious,
it's
dude.
It's beautiful.
If you ever watch a Hallmark Christmas movie out there, and it's all decorated up and whatnot, this is how it is down there. I'm like, this is so, like, perfect.
I want to go down there so bad, man.
There's this restaurant inside the resort, though. They have the best fucking wings, dude.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good.
I forget what it's called.
Is so like when you
top of the rock to you, yeah.
I love the wings.
So, but it's a great place.
How much food do they have on site? Like, do they have a?
Oh, dude, it's a full menu. So we went down the last time we went down there. We went down for our honeymoon, and we stayed there for I think 4 days.
Yeah,
and we could have went to anywhere. Like, it was super expensive.
Oh, I bet.
But it's well worth it. Like, we had a suite, dude. We had a fucking jacuzzi, all that shit. It was it was amazing.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And then, like, at our deck, like, they have this ice rink, like, I don't know, 300 yards away from, like, our building.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see, like, in the middle of the ice rink, there's this, like, giant fucking pine tree decorated to the T, bro.
Yeah.
It looks like something out of a movie.
Yeah, like you're in It's a Wonderful Life.
Because the owner of this place... He's one of the owners of Bass Pro Shops.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We had the most amazing time at the restaurant. Like, they had live music there one night, and Sarah, she wasn't feeling right, but she went to the bar anyway. And I was talking to the bartender for hours because, like, you know, I bartended when I was young, and this guy was, like, middle-aged. Like, he was probably a little older than us. But we were just talking, and I'm like, you know, it's a great drink, this and that. We kept going back and forth. He kept loading me up with drinks. He gave me extra drinks. Like,
that's a good bartender.
I must have paid for like maybe like three drinks because Sarah was drinking like Dr. Pepper because her stomach was all fucked up. But like, I must have had like 9 or 10 drinks, and he only charged me for like 3 or 4.
Don't say his name, and
I
don't want to get him fired.
Don't get him in
trouble.
Like,
sometimes
but
I do that as a bartender because like as soon as you connect with someone, you're like, this guy's fucking cool.
I'm gonna give
him like the best fucking experience ever.
So you give that dude nice tips.
But we ordered like a bunch of food. Like, I had the wings. I had this their meatloaf, which was done special. It was like crusty, like
oh yeah,
delicious meatloaf in this like sauce.
I'm not a meatloaf
I'm not a meatloaf guy either.
The crusty,
but it was,
I know what you're talking
about. Scott,
though.
You would have ate this shit.
Yeah. Maybe I just haven't had the right meatloaf.
Honestly, you would have smoked up and like, this is fucking delicious.
Yeah,
bro.
I probably would have.
No, it was like one of the best meatloafs I ever had. And then they had these like onion rings. It was so good. Anyway, totally off the topic, but
it's okay. We can talk about food.
Big Cedar, we're talking about aliens.
Oh yeah, aliens.
We're totally about like.
We were talking
about Springfield, and then I got off the track of. Yo, Big Cedar Lodge. I went down to Big Cedar Lodge for my honeymoon, man. Yeah. And I saw an alien, and he was dressed up like Santa Claus.
And he knew where all the ho ho.
I will probe
were.
You, motherfucker. I hate your face.
JP, how much do clothes cost in the Matrix?
Right? Yeah.
You can see me. Yeah.
Eat my ass.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah, so in Springfield.
I just showered.
I hate you.
This is the Sun that reported on this, which isn't the Sun a British tabloid, I believe?
No shit.
Is it credible?
Not.
It's ish.
Not the most, but there's other, credible
sites. Is it showing videos of Joe Biden dropping farts in front of the Duchess?
Not that I know of.
Nobody around here was talking about this.
I showed you the video earlier, Maddie, and Scotty, you've seen it. It's it looks just to be like a perfectly square, perfectly cubed object.
And it's lighting up.
Yeah.
Going around in circles. And I couldn't decipher from the video whether or not it was lighting up or if it was just reflection from the sun. But the but you could hear the guy's voice on the video saying that it was lights.
They're all very surprised. They're all very taken by the moment in this video.
Yeah, I'll have to check and see what other news outlets have reported it.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting enough to send it to you. And then there was another one. The one I was talking about, it was in France.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can't pull this one up.
Viva la France.
Viva la... I mean, do they, like, spit at them, too? Go home to your planet.
That's one thing we've never talked
about. Did you guys see the video of Kamala Harris? Like, she was doing this, like... she was talking about, like... what was it? The climate, whatever.
Climate change.
Conference over there in France.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Well, she was doing this. She was doing a whole spiel in front of like all these French people, and she was doing this like French accent, which was super insulting.
She was,
dude.
Oh, that's terrible.
Let me just try to find it on YouTube real quick. But dude, I'm, and this is like all bipartisan right here. Like,
right.
When I see something that was like really bad, like we do impressions on here, which
all the time.
Are very bad, and hers was like worse than ours.
Oof. And she was doing it to the people themselves.
The French people were like right in front of her, dude.
Hold on
a
second. Let me try to find it.
Yeah, I've seen her say some shit out of the blue.
She says some dumb shit.
Yeah, that where I'm like, damn, what are you thinking, girl? I've also seen her, you know, like I've seen her, you know, like cross examine people.
Right.
I've seen her cross examine people, and she's sharp as a fucking tack when she does.
Well,
stuff
you
like
take
that.
Someone out, but you take somebody out of their element.
Yeah,
just because you're good at prosecuting people doesn't mean you're really good at like politics.
Yes, no.
Cross examining is one thing.
Yeah, no, for sure. Totally.
Politicking is another.
Oh, here we go. Let me just see real quick.
Sounds like
I just want a raw shot of it. I don't want no fucking Fox News or CNN on the shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to pull up
on
this.
Come
one
on.
Here.
Yeah, man. I'm
just going to try to find it real quick because it was like it was crazy. I'm like, I can't believe she's doing this internationally. Like, you're doing international relations with France. I mean, it's the French. Like, I don't give a fuck about the French, dude. But
yeah, right. But like, they're our ally.
They're our ally. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, they still owe us for World War II. You know what I mean? Like, we fucking bailed them out. Come on, where the fuck? What is this shit? Fucking
I don't
YouTube.
Know. I don't know what you're doing.
It's Freedom Fries, by the way.
So I've got this. Multiple witnesses in France say a glowing cigar-shaped UFO. It was caught on film by multiple mystified witnesses. Mm-hmm. Southern France earlier this week.
That's right. That's the one you sent me.
Right. This thing is pretty wicked looking. So there's a picture of it that I sent you guys. If you follow that link at the bottom... there's a website that you can go to and you can see the video.
The Coast to Coast website, right?
Yeah, you go to Coast. And it's basically a bunch of people like catching it. This thing took off on social media in France. It's pretty crazy looking. This thing's just hovering and glowing.
Here you go, Maddie.
Holy shit, dude.
Right? Not just one person saw this. Multiple.
Okay, so that's not a jet.
No. No, clearly not. It's clearly
it's not an asteroid
shaped.
Or anything.
No.
If it was an asteroid, it would have burned out a long time ago.
I feel like we're seeing more and more and of this stuff.
We
dude.
Are seeing more and more.
And it's on purpose.
Is it?
I feel like it is. I mean, if they're that smart and way beyond us, they know that we have the technology what we have.
But how do we know that's not us?
I think that if we could go into the future, like...
It looks like fucking, like, what's that character in Marvel?
Right, but we're in a really weird time right now.
Yeah, the weirdest.
Technology is advancing so fast.
Yeah.
They're now saying that cold fusion is within reach.
Yeah.
We never had that before. That was always science fiction when we were kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember watching an episode of Star Trek where a civilization destroyed themselves trying to figure it out.
Right. Yeah, and then you wonder, like, I wonder, does that happen to every civilization?
Right.
They reach a certain level of technological advancement.
And then they take themselves out.
And then they...
Absolutely.
End it. Like, that seems like a... very plausible scenario in my brain.
You get so advanced that you just can't handle that level of advancement.
Yeah.
Right?
Because even if you have a society that cooperates 99% of the time, if any average Joe could have the ability to take the entire species out, there's going to be somebody out of the 9 billion people on the planet somebody's going to want to do that. You know what
right.
I mean? So it's just a matter of...
For every one optimistic person, I feel like you have four or five just want to watch the world burn people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So that's the thing, man. That's what we have to hope never happens is that
we get enough of them.
We don't get too many more of them, but I don't know, man. I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried about asteroids, too. I sent you a link about that last week, too.
I saw that, yeah.
That was the one. Where was that one? Fuck, I can't even remember anymore.
What was that great big one, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was in Europe somewhere.
Yeah.
They found a bunch of that nuclear glass,
mm-hmm.
and which they suspected was from mm-hmm. some type of big explosion
or something.
Like a
huge impact or something, yeah.
Like, that's the only way that this occurs in nature is when there's some sort of...
There's a place in the desert in the Middle East, and I can't remember where it is, that has just an absolute ton of nuclear glass mm-hmm. and nuclear, like, it's like a bomb went off there
mm-hmm.
and nothing grows there anymore, but we can't prove
like,
how.
Yeah. I mean, look at Russia.
Right.
Yeah, there was the one in Russia just a few years back.
In Japan.
Well, you see so much of it now from Russia.
Chernobyl.
Because they all have their cams and stuff in their cars.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. for insurance purposes. Plus, Russia's just a huge fucking place.
It's a big country, yeah.
So there's bound to be some shit that happens there.
I mean, Siberia, for one thing.
Right.
Seems like a really depressing place to have to live.
Well, dude, there's a thing. Like, I dated a girl that was from Siberia, and she came here like when she was a young child.
Mm-hmm.
And then
loved the cold.
She grew up here going to school, but she moved here when she was like maybe 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Which is old enough to remember it.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, when I was dating her, like we would talk about it, and then I Googled like average temperature in the winter time, and it was like fucking like February. It's like average temp is like -10.
Fuck that.
And she said when you go over there, you can't even take a shower every day because the pipes are fucking frozen.
Yeah, they all freeze.
So you can't even like run water and shit. You have to like boil it.
What
kind
of shit is that?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Drive.
Like, why would you even deal with that shit? Because in the summertime, it's like fucking like amazing there.
I don't care how.
Springtime, it's
amazing
there.
If there's no bugs, then maybe.
Yeah.
Well, like if there's no bugs in the fucking summertime.
Yeah.
Right? I can go outside. I can be naked. I can roll around. There's no bugs crawling around. Nothing flying,
dude,
biting.
Yeah. And I would imagine like in a place like that, which it's probably out of 12 months, it's probably like 6 months out of the year. It's
shitty.
You know, 5 months out of the year, it's beautiful.
I feel like it's 9 months out of the year, it's shitty.
Probably.
3 months out of the year, it's beautiful, gorgeous.
And there's no bugs whatsoever because that cold just kills everything.
God, I'd hope so.
You know, it's beautiful outside right now, all of the trees. And
there's no bugs.
Every year when this happens, I think, man, I wish it could stay this way for, you know, a few months.
So we were talking about the aliens over in France.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, you got to check this out real quick. It's our vice president.
Turn that
of
thing
the
around.
United States. Ready?
Turn that thing around so Scotty can see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
All
right.
This is her in front of all these like fucking French scientists.
To mimic French accent.
We campaign with the plan.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, God.
With us in government, we campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, uppercase P, the plan. And then the environment is such that we're expected to defend the plan. Even when the first time we roll it out, there may be some glitches and it's time to reevaluate and then do it again.
The plan.
And she reminds me of that little character from
Tattoo.
Tattoo, like the plane, the plane.
it was an awful accent.
Tattoo from Fantasy Island. I don't know if that was necessarily trying to mock the French people, but it sounded pretty bad.
Well, I mean, when you do a poor impersonation,
right? It sounded pretty bad.
And this is being like not even looking at politics.
Yeah,
like that's not even. I'm not even standing on like a fence.
I'm sure.
I'm looking at someone just being like, you're going over there as the vice president of the United States.
Yeah.
And you start talking like this.
Yeah. Right.
It's not a good look.
Yeah.
It's not a very
especially
good look.
Especially in 2021.
So, especially in a culture internationally, we're all woke now.
Yeah.
No, we're not all woke, by the way.
So. Yeah. Have either of you guys watched the Dave Chappelle special?
I have not yet.
And I will.
You guys need to
I know,
watch
bro.
That.
I know. It's on my list.
Yeah.
It's on good. My list. And props to Netflix. For keeping it up there.
I was going to say, if they decided to keep it up.
Just when I thought, like, you know, after all the whole preteen fucking erotic dancing show that was on there that I never watched, by the way.
What was that?
That was an exploit to, like, young, like, fucking pedophilia right there.
I forget what the name of
that show was. Look, I'm not, like, one of those, like, major, like, extreme Baptist people who, like, crushes sex.
Let's back you up off the mic just to hear.
Crushes sex all the time.
Yeah.
But look, it was very inappropriate for young girls to be on there.
Yeah.
And wearing like fucking just nothing.
But
nothing.
What do you think about the TNT or whatever, the Dallas cheerleaders that they do all that shit?
Well, they're grown women. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Still, man, that's just fucking creepy when they're like, and they're crying. Dancing is my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
It is.
Come on.
It's weird. Dude, the whole thing's weird.
It's pathetic.
Yeah.
It is. Right? You know, and it's.
But with kids.
But with kids, it's different. Yeah, they're children.
I'm trying to remember what the name of that show was. You remember the name of that show?
I don't know, but like, adults control what they do on stage and on the show. They control the content. They control what's going out. I mean, maybe it's me, like being a father of a daughter.
Oh, I'm sure that's part
like,
of it.
Thinking
of course.
About thinking it from that way, but like, it's definitely totally inappropriate.
Think there's pederastness going on.
If I was a,
absolutely,
if there are pedophilers out there, which they are, obviously.
I mean, of course there
look
are.
On fucking line. You can see where they live at. Shit.
Those are only the ones that get caught.
That's right.
You know,
but like
there's
they're
way more out there than
they
that.
Are definitely fucking jerking off to that shit.
Hey, did I tell you guys? Actually, no. I think what I'm about to say ties into that to what we were talking about that show.
Thank God it wasn't jerking off to that shit.
Whew. So we all
didn't know where that was going, Dave.
I was like, God, this podcast will be canceled.
So we all
right
know
now.
We all know how much fucked up shit was going on with USA Gymnastics with Larry Nassar.
Oh, with that, follow that pile of shit.
I can't remember if I've told you guys this or not, but Real Sports did a story recently about U.S. cheerleading.
How about that?
And all of the fucking creeps that have worked at that place.
You come
and
on.
So one of these guys.
Think about it, man.
Of course,
one of these guys was on one of the shows on Netflix. They did a show, you know, on cheerleading or whatever. And the dude that was on the show ended up having to go away.
No kidding.
Get the
time.
Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think any place where you have the dynamic like that, where you've got all of these, you know, kids in a small area, you're bound to attract some fucking creeps, man.
Yeah. When I saw it on like a social media headline about how this show on Netflix has young girls, like preteen ages, like they're out there exotic dancing and shit like that. Not like for like at a bar or anything, but like that's their whole like stage thing. That's their whole presentation.
Yep.
And I was like, you know what? Netflix is really going fucking south for me. Like, but then like when I sold the whole Dave Chappelle, I was like, good for you, Netflix.
Yeah.
Like you're standing up for something. You're standing up for freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean? Like, Dave, we all know who Dave Chappelle is. We talked about this on the podcast before. This dude goes after everyone. He goes after
different
races of people, different religions of people, different sexualities of people.
But that's what makes it funny, because he goes after everyone.
Right. So what's the difference? Oh, because he hurt your feelings?
Well, would George Carlin be, you know, funny today?
Yeah, he would, because I still laugh at his shit.
I would, you know, yes.
He
would
be funny, but
he wouldn't be relevant.
They probably wouldn't put him on today.
Well, right. You can't really do that because, like, he's from a different era, dude.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Oh, I know, but that's what I'm getting at. Like, it's a different time now.
Right.
I just think that people...
We expect a different kind of funny.
Yeah.
Dave's still bringing that shit from, like, the early 2000s.
I feel like...
Which I appreciate.
People have forgotten how to, like, think with a little bit of nuance. Because, again, if you watch that special, it's clear that he does not hate transgender people.
No.
He's not trying to be mean to transgender people.
I feel like it's
just
the opportunity.
You mean the opportunity for them to cancel him?
No. For them type of people to just... have their peace now.
Uh-huh.
They're just going to use any little thing that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to grab a hold of that and then just roll with that. So that's right up there with, like, selfie, you know, culture.
Yeah.
We're going to grab onto this little piece. We're going to rail it till however many people still listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll get our 15 minutes of fame.
And that's what they're doing. They're taking, you know, one or two of his jokes out of context.
Exactly.
And they're missing the big picture.
Exactly.
And that happens to everyone now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anyone who's famous, they take just a little snippet of what they said and they just push that narrative.
Yeah.
And it's fucking disgusting, because if you go back and watch the whole thing, you're like, well, guess what? That's not what he said. That's not totally what he... And we listened to that One Piece. You could, you know, the three podcasts ago, we talked
mm-hmm.
about it
mm-hmm.
and we brought back Dave.
Yeah.
And it wasn't malicious at all.
No.
On what he said.
No.
It's the same shit that he's been saying for the last fucking 25 years.
Right?
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing.
Like,
you're right.
Are you all, like, for a generation of people who grew up on South Park, you are all a bunch of fucking pussies.
Yeah, but do you think it's, I mean, some of it is people from our generation,
mm-hmm.
but I think a lot of it is younger generations. And I understand, like, societies progress over time and things that weren't previously accepted are accepted.
Are now accepted.
And I think that that's the natural progression. But I am with you, Maddie, as far as it's reached the point of absurdity.
Yes.
Like, do you want a society of just vanilla? Because, like, that's what these people want, dude. They just want everything to just not be entertaining, or, like, if whatever's entertaining,
no,
that's what they want.
I feel
that
like
to be the mainstream.
I feel like they want everything in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Everything's got to be safe.
It's
no
not
corners.
Like that here.
You know, everything's got to be rounded off.
Yeah.
It's not like that here. This is the land of free speech. And you know what? There are consequences to that. But I mean
you're free to say whatever you can.
But there are always,
or whatever you want, yeah. but there's no consequence.
There will always be people that will always be, like, against it and trying to Karen it out.
Yeah.
Do a Ken or a Karen and, like, just call people out and try to get them canceled, try to get them fired. Whatever they can do to, like, ruin someone else's life because they don't agree with what you're saying. And on your side, what you're saying is, you know, like, what we're saying tonight, and I'm, you know, I'm very avid against cancel culture. Like, I think it's just,
but
it's wrong.
Isn't it their right
to
say that?
That was the point that I'm just going to make.
Yeah.
It's their right to say that because they have the freedom to say that too.
Right.
So, you know what? But I think they try to cross the line way too far and try to ruin our lives in their way of trying to have everything bubble wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like that comes straight from those kids that were raised who are now adults and their parents were helicopter parents. They were always on them. You know, they were always right there.
Mm. Yeah.
Little Johnny Falls, daddy's right there. Hey buddy, I got you. You know, never let them go too far. It was always helicopter.
I never
hovering over them, keeping them safe.
I never heard my dad say, I love you until I was like, in my late 20s, when I moved away from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember my dad saying it twice in my entire life. So,
and
yeah.
And when I fell, I got back up. My dad was like, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're hurt or you're okay? And I was like, I'm okay. Like, he hit me in the face with a fucking softball one time. We were having a catch. And he threw the softball, and I missed my glove. I remember this. It was so traumatic to me when I was a kid. I might have been like 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed the ball, and it hit me directly in my nose and my eye right here.
Damn.
It was a center shot, and it hurt so bad. It was pounding so, like, just, it was a terrible experience.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, are you okay? Like, he didn't hug me or anything. He was just like, look, this is how life is. You got to just suck it up.
Yeah.
And that's how our generation was, man. Like, Scott, I know Scott's dad was probably very similar to my dad.
Mm-hmm. He was tough.
He was tough. They're tough back then, man.
He was an ass. He was firm, but he was fair.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
But I feel like a lot of people who are like part of that cancel culture now, who are younger, who are like probably like in their mid-20s to like, I would say like beginning of their 30s. They're, you know, that we are like, no, I don't know.
You know what? People were different though. When we were kids, people were different. You had older people who you knew were going to say something. Right? You always had that one old lady that would come chugging in, and you knew she was going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had, you know, these other guys who you knew they would never be a problem. You could do whatever, and they'd be totally fine with it. And then you'd have other old guys who would just come in and just tell you everything that they had.
Yeah.
I just feel like old people were different then. Now, everybody's had to have, you know, they probably had parents like that, and now they're older, like we are.
Well, the generation now who are in their 70s and late 70s are the boomers. You know,
they're the boomers.
The boomers are there now.
You know, they came about after World War II.
Yep.
You know? That's my mom. That's my dad.
That's my mom and dad, too.
Mm-hmm. The greatest generation.
Wow, that wouldn't have been my mom and dad. My mom and dad came around 42, 43.
They were the children.
My mom was born and then like immediately had to go to some relative's house because her mom and dad had to go away to war.
How about that?
Like my grandpa got drafted and they came down to Missouri, got married. Well, they spent a week together.
War was that, Scott?
World War II.
Wow. About that. Wow.
And then he went off to Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, like our parents.
It was something, man.
Excuse me. All of our parents, like, they are the children of the greatest generation.
Yeah.
I
guess that would be
like
my grandpa,
how many people would
generation.
Fucking, yeah. If we had some kind of Nazi regime going on, which there is right now in North Korea, but we don't give a fuck about it. but, like, if there was in Europe, how many kids would storm the beaches of Normandy?
Oh, God.
Like,
no, they'd storm,
it wouldn't be as
they'd storm Twitter.
They'd have to bring back.
Well,
it would storm Twitter. It would have to
be a different
Twitter. Map. Let's go to Twitter and type whatever we can in.
You know, there's not enough Americans you can draft now. We're all overweight. I mean, what are they going to do? You know,
that's a fair point.
That's what
you got a bunch of fat kids running around. You know, you just can't do anything with those guys.
Yeah, an age of video games and.
Well,
virtual
see, those
reality.
Video games, though, that's what's going to pay off because you're going to have virtual warfare eventually. We're already kind of doing it now where you have kids. That same fat kid, he may not be able to run and storm, but he could fly a virtual plane
that's
half
true.
Across the world and bomb somebody.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know?
That's a good point.
You think eventually it's going to all be robots, man?
I think eventually, yes.
Yeah, definitely artificial intelligence, for sure.
Those Boston Robotics robots?
Yeah.
Those look scarily like troopers.
Yeah.
So
you know, they got backpacks and shit.
Dude, there's a if you have Disney Plus,
I do, yeah.
There's a thing on artificial intelligence on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen this guy.
I haven't. I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's not too far off.
Yeah. It's here, man.
It's here.
They have
legit
scientists mm-hmm. and also like inventors on there.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Of artificial intelligence. Like, they're, like, professionals of it.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, like, what they think is going to happen in the next, 100 years.
That all basically started with video games. That was, like, the first time I ever heard the term artificial intelligence.
Really?
Was when I was reading about video games as a little kid.
Yeah.
Mm.
I can see that.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. AI.
It's going to be, like, the artificial intelligence versus the aliens in the future, man.
Yeah, because the artificial intelligence will already have gotten rid of it.
They're going to take all of the jobs. They're going to take everything. They're going to pay them that much.
You joke, but that is coming.
Thank God I won't be there.
You know, it really is. Thank God. That's on its way.
You might be there, bro.
Fuck you. I'm not going to be 103. Like,
I'm going to pick my ass again today and
I don't
see
know.
What it
I don't know.
Like.
I don't want to live that long.
I don't know
either,
if an artificial like intelligence could do what we do. We bring that human element to it, you know.
I often
they will never have the emotion that we have.
You know, because
that's human, dude. That's right. Fucking human.
Well, they have artificial intelligence that has created
another
like musical. No, I'm talking about musical pieces. They've got songs that were completely created by artificial intelligence.
Yeah, and art.
But we have to enter that artificial intelligence. We have to enter it in.
I just read where the Google
like
AI.
they don't naturally have that. Like we have to enter that into them, and then they can like program it and make it their own. Like a human being when they're learning music can just learn and create and more, but like with artificial intelligence, like they're always going to have programming.
Yes,
but you know, if they're smart, they can program themselves.
Yeah, that's the thing with artificial intelligence.
That's the thing. You know?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. Well, I just read where the Google AI, I don't remember what it's called, whatever
Deep Blue.
I don't think it's something like that. I don't know.
Who knows?
It's the Google AI though. It's creating its own AI.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's
really
right.
That's comforting.
Well, just think like
like Skynet,
like Siri on my iPhone. That's AI. Mm-hmm. Like the Google that you just had earlier.
Yeah, Google on my phone.
He's like, "Where's my phone?" And it's like, "I'm here."
Like, Google just popped up. She's like, "Yes, what are you? What
so
the hell?"
Like 20 years ago, it would have been like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy,
right? I couldn't find my phone earlier, I yelled, "Okay, Google," and she popped up, and I was like, "Where are you?" And Matt was like, "What? What are you?" Oh, and she just started talking.
Dear God.
Right?
So then I did the same thing to Siri, and she's like, I'm here.
I'm over here.
So whenever I lose my phone, I'm like, Siri, where are you at?
Where are you at?
Yeah. Wow. I've never done that. I use the Find My iPhone feature when I lose my shit.
Really?
But it doesn't talk to me. Yeah. It just beeps at me.
It just beeps. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I may have done that once or twice.
You know, they've got those, what are they called? Apple just released these little tags that you can put on things to track them with.
Oh, the geo whatever tags?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking.
I think maybe they're called air tags or some shit.
Something like that.
But I need one of those.
Yeah.
Because you're talking to a guy that like lost his wallet a month ago. I would love to know where my wallet is at this exact moment.
So, did you guys see that whole show at Travis Scott and those people? So,
yeah.
Apparently nine people died
it.
And like over 300 people were injured?
Yeah.
And then, like,
I read where there was a Texas A&M student who's brain dead.
Is that
right?
Get the fuck out of here.
She died.
Just happened.
Was she,
today.
Super young?
Mm-hmm.
My God.
I think she was, 21 or under.
I think she was 19.
She was an A&M student, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I can't remember.
Terrible.
I think it was the ninth person.
Did we talk about this last
week?
No, we didn't. We didn't even touch on it.
You guys have heard the whole... There's stories of people that were stabbing people with syringes.
Yeah, you guys heard
about that?
Is that a real thing that happened?
There was allegedly some security guard that they were stabbing him with a syringe.
Yeah.
With what? Like a drug?
I don't know.
We don't know.
That's what I'd heard. They were sticking him with drug needles and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
At some point, somebody was saying that it was like a coordinated thing. So, I don't know.
I feel sorry for Gucci. Because they had a whole, spring and fall and summer line built around this dude, Travis Scott. Whoops.
Well, you know, he's from Houston.
Whoops.
Okay, so apparently the cops have backtracked on the needle prick theory.
Oh, on.
So apparently they've pulled that back.
Just a little prick.
Yeah. Police confirmed no one was stabbed with drugs at
Good.
Astroworld.
Thank God.
Okay.
That's frightening.
Well, how in the fuck? Because it was the police that said that happened in the first place. How do they put that out there?
I don't know.
And then, you know.
Maybe it was all speculative.
I know. It doesn't make me want to go to a...
doesn't make you want to go to a concert, right?
Or specifically like a hip-hop concert.
What the event promoters had established for the event. They did have a medical component. They did have some transport units. But, of course, they were quickly overwhelmed. Over 300 patients were treated at the field hospital that was set up out here at this location.
That's Houston.
Houston Fire Department Commissioner.
300 people.
And from what I understand, people were, yelling up at the stage, dude, stop the music.
Yeah.
Something's
going
on out here.
That's the thing. That's what we're going to be hearing a lot more of, I'm sure.
I wasn't there, so I can't make the past judgment on it, but
yeah. There's a lot of videos out there.
So when the ambulances were trying to enter and trying to help, like, who needed it?
Yeah.
People were, like, dancing
on the
hoods.
Yeah, they were in the way. Yeah, I heard
about
that.
They're just doing whatever they can. Like, I don't think it was malicious. I just think they didn't know what was going on.
I think that's just people.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, look at the lights, man. I'm fucked up. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm fucked up.
They were dancing in front of them.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they were at a concert, man.
The thing had been going on for like a half an hour or so before they shut it down, I think.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
I saw there was somebody filming like backstage, and there was a girl who had jumped up from the stage, and she was pleading with the cameraman to shut the show down.
Jesus.
And yeah, I guess he couldn't.
Yeah.
But being in this crowd is literally a life threat. That was apparent.
This morning, a frightening new glimpse into the Astro World tragedy. EMT Remington Richardson detailing how he tried to save an unconscious girl caught in the crowd as a sea of other fans begged for help.
I did my absolute damnedest to provide the best care I could.
The music so loud, he says, radio calls for backup went unheard. The chief of the Houston Fire Department also admitting to CNN a glaring lack of communication with concert organizers during the event.
No, we didn't have on scene. We did not have direct communications with those organizers. No.
Concert organizers had two security plans in place, but did not respond to NBC's request for comment. The fire chief also telling Savannah rapper Travis Scott bears some responsibility.
Do you believe the performer Travis Scott should have called an end to the concert once he saw what was taking place in front of the stage?
That's the
absolutely
real question.
Look, we all have a responsibility.
Right? Now, 5 days later,
he went to
some
a party
victims
afterwards.
Still fighting to stay alive.
And didn't know like about 9 year it. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He went out and ate somewhere, too.
This kid was there, this 9-year-old.
Rolled Ezra Blunt,
back up,
who fell into the crowd when his...
I think he went to, like, Dave and Buster's that night.
No kidding.
I'm pretty sure that was what I saw, yeah.
Oh, Ezra Blunt, who fell into the crowd when his dad passed out.
Make sure I'm not
He's now in a medically induced coma.
That's fucking horrible.
With severe brain damage, severe
kidney
damage,
and
severe liver damage.
No.
I know, I'm just fucking...
For his little
I mean,
life.
He's going to this big Dave and Buster's type place after that happened. That's...
Well, so this guy brought his 9-year-old, and now the guy has, like, fucking brain damage.
Right. God, man.
Darius Williams, hired as event staff the day before the concert, quit before the show began because he says he felt they were undertrained.
So I don't feel like safety
the party
was really taken into consideration for the staff nor the attendees of the festival.
But Scott has had problems at his concerts before. At a 2017 concert in New York City, Kyle Green says he was pushed from a third-floor balcony during Scott's show, leaving him partially paralyzed.
Jesus.
Green sued, alleging Scott incited mayhem and chaos through his conduct. In court papers, Scott has denied the allegations. That lawsuit is still ongoing. This morning...
Who the fuck is this guy anyway? I never heard of him.
He's a big rapper, man. He's been around for a while.
For real?
What's some of the stuff he puts out? I mean, would we know it?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Sources close to Travis Scott tell NBC News that after performing on stage at Astroworld on Friday... Scott went to Drake's after party at a date.
Well, he's out there with Drake, so, you know, it must be big.
Yeah, well, apparently Drake spent $1 million at a strip club the night 8 people died at the Travis concert.
Him and Kanye have done some songs together, too.
So they weren't caring about it.
Yeah.
They weren't worried about the victims.
Even Busters.
They may not have even known about it.
Well, according to TMZ, they were unaware of exactly what had happened.
Oh, because, you know, there's Twitter and all that shit and social media. Videos just going fire the night of.
Right.
I mean, I can.
You'd like to think.
I could understand the theory that while he was on stage, he didn't know what was going on.
These guys are on fucking social media.
Because when you're on the stage, you got lights in your face.
Right.
You can't really see what's going on.
No, but I'm talking about like the post fucking after effects.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one. Yeah.
Like if you heard, like you got off stage and certainly someone said something to you when you were done performing.
Right.
It said there's a bunch of shit that happened.
Great show,
but
man.
Let's go out and fucking get some champagne and fucking
Dave and Buster's.
Let's go get some Henny at Dave and Buster's, baby.
Show some fucking like.
There was another video
for the people who
there was
fucking
another
died
video
there,
that
man.
Came out of them hauling this girl off over this barrier and they drop the girl.
Yeah.
And she hits her head.
Damn.
Drake is such a fucking douchebag.
I hate that guy, man. Never liked that guy.
He just has a face I just want to fucking punch.
Me too.
He does have a very punchable face.
Yeah. Like a fucking beanbag fucking face.
He's not a good rapper.
He's not. He's a fucking Disney character.
He is. That's why I like him. You know? If you take him seriously, you're like, this guy's a fucking tool. But if you take him as a joke, he's pretty good, really.
You know, fair enough.
I like that. You know, there's something else that happened locally, fellas, that we haven't talked about. The Asian gal that was up at Columbia that went missing a couple years ago, and they drug the river like four or five times. Do you guys remember that?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Her husband just got convicted of second-degree murder.
Wow.
So they found her.
Look at that.
They found her not too long ago, if I remember right. She was buried.
I do remember this.
Yeah.
This case has been going on for like three or four years,
yeah,
right?
Just about as long as I've been here.
What's the guy's name?
So it is Joseph Etledge.
Elridge, I think.
Elridge.
Is it Elridge or
Elridge? Yeah,
it's Elridge. E-L-L-E-D-G-E.
Did you go to school with him, Dave?
I don't think so, but I know our buddy Brian Houseworth has been at that trial.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So a Missouri man who admitted to burying his wife's body and misleading authorities about her whereabouts, convicted Thursday of second-degree murder.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
So they finally got him and nailed it down.
You win some, you lose some. But you always.
But you live to fight another day.
Anytime I see something like that happen to a guy, I try to put my mind in the space that his space must have been in after he did that. And I would just, it would be so heavy on my conscience. Like, I would confess before I got caught.
I'd kill myself.
Just to clear my conscience, man. You know what I mean?
I'd kill myself if I did something like that.
So you'd pull the boyfriend from Gabby?
Oh, yeah.
You'd just go out and you'd walk the earth?
Well, I mean, you know that once you're caught, like, your future's not going to be all that bright, at least for a while.
But you'll still be alive, though.
Maybe.
Yeah, but maybe that's not...
But maybe he thought about it after he did it, and he just couldn't live with it.
Maybe that. Maybe he had guilt.
So.
Hopefully he had guilt.
Sometimes that's the way it goes. Says he married her after they moved to the U.S. from China to study at the University of Missouri.
Shit.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of Asian folks in Colombia.
I remember it was messed up. They're calling this dude, quote, a stone cold killer.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's probably going away for life.
Straight from JC,
probably,
baby.
So.
I don't know. We have the death penalty in Missouri.
We do.
He might be going away for
life. He may be going away for the rest of it.
Plus more.
Yeah.
He might be getting an intervenience of something.
Might be getting a needle full of fuck you is what he might be getting.
Peace out.
Peace out, homie. That's for sure.
Speaking of peace and out, I think...
Let's throw out some love to some people.
Let's do that.
So, like, Sir Biscuit Strength.
The homie Taylor.
JT and the Paranormal Son.
Yes, sir.
Out in Tower Studios in Auckland, New Zealand.
That's right. Check his podcast out.
Yep. Check out the Paranormal Son.
If you're into weird shit.
Putting out new content right now. Yeah. And check out our friends at the JT, the JC Paranormal Society.
We got to remember a lot of letters around here, folks. We're not always going to bat 1,000, okay?
And I've been drinking, so.
They are some good people there.
I've had about five of whatever.
Yummy.
It's delicious.
Whatever's my favorite.
We want to thank everyone for listening, though. We want to give a shout out to Roger Mertz, Angel. We want to give a shout out to Courtney. She's an avid listener.
Yeah.
Greta, Last Flight Brewing Company, the 60 Spirits store we all love, West Main Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I missing,
Hickman
boys?
Automotive.
Hickman Automotive. Bryce. Yeah. Bryce, what's up, brother?
Don't forget about Last Flight.
I just did.
Just saying. Don't forget about Last Flight.
We had
that out
there.
Mark and Jared and Will and those boys brewing up the best here in mid-Missouri.
Oh, some deliciousness.
Man. Had so much fun out there the other day.
God, I did, right? It was a good time.
Yeah, I can't wait to do it again.
We're going to do that again. Maybe
my God, so much.
I'm looking like at January, probably.
That'd be cool.
Sounds
after
great
the new
to me.
Year happens, we can.
We need to think of the next episode that we make a milestone.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. We'll have to do some math to figure that out.
100.
I was gonna say do something at 100.
Yeah. I mean, you would have to do something for 100
for
right?
sure.
Right.
That's a big milestone, that's like about a half a year away, right?
Huh?
I think so.
Yeah,
ish. 23 weeks.
I don't know.
23 weeks.
It's pretty close.
it's just a hop skip. We'll have it.
Did you
time.
Guys think that this would, when you started this podcast, you think it would go
100
episodes?
Well, dude, we're at 78 now.
This podcast isn't anything like when we first started it.
No.
Yeah.
So
it's not.
It's so much better, though.
Hopefully, hopefully it's grown in ways that none of us.
I said this to Maddie the other day. I think this is some of the best stuff I've ever done.
Yeah, man.
Same here, brother.
Yeah.
Me too.
Same
it's
here.
The only stuff I've ever
this
done.
Is our, this,
but it's pretty good, I
this
think.
This is right? our outlet, man. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until we see each other again on episode 79.
Yep, episode 78 in the books.
See you next time.
On the old 77.
Peace out, bitches.
For a transcript of the old 77 podcast, write down everything the boys say.